Hen Night, Great Ideas for a Special Occasion. Chapter 1 Hen Night, Why is it Celebrated? Hen Night is actually the hen party that is also known as the bachelorette party, which is basically a party that is held for a woman who is about to get into the wedlock. The term hen night or hen party is more widely used in Ireland, UK, and Australia, whereas the term bachelorette party is popular in the United States. In Canada, it is known as stagette, and in some parts of South Africa it is also called kitchen tea or girls' night out. No matter what the term be applied to refer to the party, the essence remains the same and it is basically a female version of the bachelor party, which is widely known as a dinner party that is given by the bridegroom to his friends just before his wedding. Notwithstanding its status as a saturated farewell to the good old bachelor days or an evening of sin, a bachelorette's party is a typical party, which is given in honor of the girl who is the bride-to-be. It is believed that even though the system of throwing a party to honor the bride-to-be has the history that roots back to centuries. However, in its modern type, the bachelorette party could have its origins from the emergence of the sexual revolution of the 1960s. This concept was quite uncommon until the mid-1980s, and the very first book on the planning of bachelorette parties was published only by 1998. The cultural implication of this celebration is largely tied to the concepts of gender equality. As compared to bridal shower that helps the bride-to-be get dowry or possessions and reinforces the customary gender roles, the hen night party is an expression that indicates the social and sexual freedom. The hen night parties that are given in the honor of the girl who is entering the wedlock were initially labeled as involving too much display of sexual freedom, like getting drunk, trading of the cherished secrets, and enjoying watching the male strippers. However, the sober and homely parties that honored the bride-to-be, without the involvement of these elements, avoided that label. There are many companies which sell special products that are aimed at organizers of the bachelorette parties. These products include packs of hen-themed games, pre-printed invitation cards for hen night parties, party decorations, novelties, and gifts. Chapter 2 Planning an Eventful Hen Night. It can be frightening to think about the great deal of planning that needs to be done to organize a successful hen night event. Many of you have perhaps already been through the understanding of putting one together mighty hoot with mirth when you hear a sports person or a Hollywood star talk about what mighty pressure they are under. Hen's night is as important for the bride-to-be as is her wedding. After all, it is her last day of freedom, her last day of being single and free, so you would of course want to mark her entry from the status of a girl to becoming a wife, in a very special way. Here is a mini planning guide that will help you organize the perfect hen night. It is all inclusive to help you from deciding the size of party, the space and the forfeits for the night. Did you have any idea that booking for your hen's night with LNOF can actually save you time as well as money? Although there are no specific laid down rules for planning the hen's night, there is no ultimate planning guide on how you can carry a hen's weekend off with exactness, but there are a few smarty rules of thumb which will prevent you from committing any unwanted mistakes that can stand in your way to having the most successful hen's night party. Five main aspects that are the key to success. The main areas to check when you are planning a girl's night out are the following. Who? Where? When? What are the ways to reach the location? What to do? Now we have to start with the who. Assuming that the bride-to-be has selected a subcommittee of hen organizers to plan for her hen night party. This power lobby actually includes you and maybe a maximum of two more people. The chances are that she might have provided you with a list of names, which include the definite and the possible list of guests. The definite list constitutes of the must-be-there friends, which are usually the best and closest friends of the bride-to-be. The possible list usually includes those mates who the bride may or may not want to be there. Then there are the have-tos, which constitute of the prospective in-laws, and the have-nots, which are those which the bride-to-be strictly wants to avoid. Now, you need to concentrate on where you would like to organize the hen's night party. After the bride has shortlisted some of the locations, you can work on to select the best location out of them. After you finalize the location, you can go ahead with how to get there are interesting things to do out there. Chapter 3 Tips During the Event. After you have done the entire legwork, scaled the mountains, and brought the entire thing to life, and now it's actually taking place, it's time to keep some tips in mind to ensure that everything pulls off perfectly. When the hen night party group arrives at the hotel, they'll unpack all their belongings, and most likely look for a bar to officially baptize the weekend. It may sound a bit stupid to state such an obvious thing, but the organizer should make sure that nobody is in any uncertainty as to who the weekend is for. The hen in question is, of course, a very special friend of yours, and should not be in any kind of doubt from the moment she sets off that it is her time completely. You can take this arrival opportunity to remind everyone present that this weekend dedicated to the special hen should only be full of nice speeches and toasts, personal words of support, stories, and good optimism. Remember that the hen should must never feel left alone even for a second, and take this opportunity to inform the entire group that the importance of the event and the bride-to-be. Most of those there won't need any reminder of this at all, but you always have one or two in a large group who might go AWOL and say that they didn't know what was happening. Time is the very important aspect in this type of parties. Always try to follow the timetable of events to avoid any problems. You are celebrating in a group, so it is very important to take the commitment from everyone that as the party progresses they won't divide into smaller groups. If you are going with a large group, then the first thing you have to do is to introduce everyone to the group so that no one can feel lonely. After all, it is the hen who is celebrating his last bachelor night with her friends, and you have to make sure that this should be the best bachelor night of her life. If there is any dress code for the night, then it is the time to verify whether everyone followed it. Always carry some free size dress for the party dress code, so that if anyone forgets to carry her dress, then you can give her a spare dress for the party. Always remember to take the dress back once the party gets over. If you have any theme/forfeits on hen night party agenda, then this is the good time to underline them, and it is very vital that everyone must understand that. Chapter 4 Hen Night Forfeits and Challenges. Organizing a hen night party is a very good idea, but the organizer has to keep an eye on each and every activity of that night. Most of the times, it is very difficult to convince the bride for the hen night party. Even if she is convinced for it, then also it is not that much easy to arrange all the necessaries for the party. Deciding the location for the event, inviting all the guests to the party, and planning so that everyone feels safe and secure are some of the important challenges to organize a successful hen night party. The biggest amount these are hen night forfeits. Always make up your personal hen night forfeits. Always set the boundaries, as hen night is the party of women only and everyone has different responsibilities at their home, so the freedoms and comfort level of each and every individual varies. It is the responsibility of the organizer to draw forfeits for the night, so that everyone can enjoy the night. Make sure everyone maintain their limits. You have set the boundary, but it is very important to maintain it for the success of the hen night party. If you book the entire hotel, restaurant or any event location for the night, then there is not much problem, but if you're sharing it with other outsiders, then you must maintain the limits underlined. One wrong behavior from any of the member can land other member into the hell of problems. Different funny forfeit ideas. Forfeit hen night ideas can be simple to very difficult depending upon the type of team members you have and the hen itself. If the hen demands any special adventures event to be carried out, then it must be done. If most of the members of the party are meeting each other on the first time, then it is better to carry out simple, easy to read, understand and carry out activities during the hen night event. The forfeits should not involve any realistic cost, any risk of injuries to their body, or even damages to their clothes or shoes. It must need to respect all the boundaries which we draw earlier. A simple forfeit may be starting conversation to anyone, ordering a drink in different accents, doing mimicry to someone in the group or a famous known personality, or performing anything comes out of the group to do activities, but in this case you have to list the activities out of which one can ask to be performed. It helps you to maintain the limits of the hen night party at the best. Always try to make 3-4 women committee to draw the lines to each and every activity of the hen night, so that everything runs smoothly. But it is very important that they must spend positive time to meet all the requirements. If you are new to this type of event and don't know what to do, where to start, then you can take the help of the following activities during the event. But, always make sure it should remain under the limits of the event. 1. Convince a guest to buy you a drink for you. Here the performer has to convince anyone of the member of the party whom she doesn't know to buy a drink. It can be one of the funniest acts if both the performer and the guest take their interest to perform it better. 2. Kiss a stranger man. Here the performer has to kiss a stranger man, identifies by the rest of the group to do. 3. Whisper a bit saucy to the youngest barman in the bar. 4. Collect empty bottles, a beer mat, a bus ticket, a menthol cigarette, a slice of lemon, an autograph or business card from a stranger in any allotted given time. Activities of such helps people mingle in the group faster. 5. One of the performers has to make up stupid names to all the members of the group and that must be used at all the times. If she fails to perform it, then it results in a forfeit. 6. Get contact number of any man in that place, or you can also make it little more difficult by make it any man whose name starts with vowel. 7. Performer has to perform a special type of dance whenever a special type of music plays in the party, but it should be short in time and in regular intervals too. It is on you to make the activities as simple as you want and enjoy, or make it little bit wide and enjoy. Many girls prefer performing different activities with the use of condoms, sex toys, and other high-ended activities. But, it is completely upon the organizer and the hen to decide whether she wants these types of activities to be carried out or not. Chapter 5 Tips After the Event. Everyone must remember that it was a bachelor party and most of the time situations became uncontrollable and things might go on wrong ways. It is the part of hen night party. You have organized the hen night party very well and now it is the time to wrap up all the sweet memories and give a fresh life to your best friend the hen, who is going to lock herself to a new bond of love. Now your friend is going to start a new life and it is your responsibility to provide her the best stage for the rest of her life. Now it is the responsibility of each one of the member of hen night party to not discuss the incidents of the hen night party to the outsiders because it is all about your friend's last bachelor night with you all. At the same time it is also very important to share your experiences to each other, especially with the hen, once in a week or month so that the sweet memories stay alive for longer time. Always try to share the responsibilities of after-event activities as you might have taken so much of stuff on rent which you need to return. Making all the dues paid, so that no one follows you at the wedding ceremony. People often delay the after-event activities which might cause them dangerously. So, it is your responsibility to clean all the proof of that night. Don't disperse from the party location. Always try to go for a shopping or any short outing before dispersing so that the hen night party hangover reduces when you meet your family. People get less time to spend with their families as they have to reassemble for the wedding again. It automatically decreases the chances of spreading the details of the hen night to the outsiders. Chapter 6 How to Manage When If Something Goes Wrong with Planning? Hen night celebrations might be risky sometimes. There are many incidents in the past which indicates not only the failure in the hen night party but results with breakups, no next day weddings and sometimes legal cases against the organizers or the to-be bride. There are a list of incidents where planning went wrong and mishaps occurred in the past. One of the famous incidents is that an Israeli police received a complaint from one of the citizens related to noisy hen night party. He went to the location to warn the organizer and the members of the party, but the hen night party was expected a male striper in police uniform and made the big mistake by opening up some of the cloths of the real policeman. Policeman was continuous showing his identity but the group was very eager to perform the task and ends up with a legal action. So, prevent yourself from these types of incidents. The organizer has to verify each and every task correctly and always has the control of the party. Most of the grooms know that their bride may like to celebrate the hen night party with their friends. So, they try to keep an eye on her. As we all know that in some cases the party goes wild and hen crosses her limit to enjoy the party fully. No one tries to stop her either because it is her night. If the bride caught by doing a little bit wrong, then it is the organizer's responsibility to take the blame and cover the bride, but the bride also has to maintain her limits in such parties to avoid any controversies. Organizer of the hen night party should have sound experience of tackling all type of situations. She must have plan A, plan B, and plan C in her mind for every situations. So, that if plan A fails, she can cover it with plan B, and if plan B too fails, then she can cover it by plan C. Her plans should be sound and best for the rescue operations if needed. People ask, what if the plan C fails? My answer to those people is, if the three plans won't work for your hen night party, then there is no need to cover the fault, and it is always better to tell the real truth to the groom to save your wedding. There are mainly two types of results occur as a result of a planning failure: controllable situations and uncontrollable situation. If it is controllable situations, then act quickly on your decision making and find out the different solutions to any controllable problems which might occur during the hen night party. But if the situation is uncontrollable, then better to tell the truth and show as things went wrong to the outsiders. Chapter 7: Interesting themes for hen night. You can give life to the hen night party by making it theme party. There are many interesting themes out of which you can choose the best as per your hen likes. Always give the preference to the bride, as it is her last bachelor night with her friends. You can choose anyone out of the below mentioned attractive theme ideas for hen night party. Willy theme, L plate theme, pink policewoman theme, policewoman theme, angel theme, fallen angel theme. These are the popular and most preferred themes for the hen night. 7.1 Willy theme. It appears that hen night party groups simply cannot defy anything shaped such as a willy. For this reason, people now celebrating hen night with willy theme. It is the perfect way to costume for a comical night out. 7.2 L plate theme. L plates are very essential items for any hen night party. I am not quite sure why it is so, but it is very vital. So, by keeping this in mind, people started celebrating hen night with L plate theme, in which they tried to emphasis on letter L in all the products associated with the hen night party. Now people can easily identify the hen night parties by looking the symbol F letter L. 7.3 Pink policewoman theme. If you want something different but yet to easy carry and enjoyable, then how about the pink policewoman theme for the hen night party? As pink is the favorite color of the ladies, and they also look very beautiful in pink, so it is one of the best modern themes to carry out in hen night parties. 7.4 policewoman theme. It is simple, still effective theme for the hen night party. It helps you to set your group different from the remaining people present in the location. Police women outfit is easy to carry and provides attractive look to the ladies, which helps to carry the mood of the party. 7.5 Angel theme. It is one of the most popular hen night themes. Each and every member of the hen night party dresses as angel. There are so many colors and varieties associated with this theme that each and every girl looks different with each other. It is one of the costly costumes as compared to police women theme. 7.6 Fallen Angel theme. If most of your friends have done the same angle them for their hen night party and you want to do something different yet want to wear angle cloths, then the best idea is to dressing the girls in black wings and halos. It gives different attractive look to your hen night party. Chapter 8 Tips to pamper yourself in hen night. Hen night is a one-time event for the bride to be, so it should be truly special to make her feel like a queen. While making plans for hen's night parties or events, try to include things in your plan that can pamper her and make her feel really special. Here are some top tips for the hen to feel like an empress and pamper all her senses. 8.1 Health club. With the wedding bells approaching, the girl in question would want to look and feel her best. There cannot be a better way to make her happy than give her a whole body treatment at any of the health clubs in the town. Get her pampered from head to toe, so that it makes her look good and at the same time relieves her of all the stress. You can get the special packages for her, which includes everything from spa, massage, facial, manicure and pedicure. 8.2 Horse racing. If she loves sports and has a fascination for power, then maybe you can make her happy by taking her to a race course where she can enjoy watching a horse race. You can also plan to take her for horse riding lessons. This can be great fun as well as a wonderful experience for her. 8.3 male stripper. If you and your friends are feeling a bit naughty and want to have a really wild night, then how about getting a male stripper? This can be fun if you know where to draw the line. You can plan it out among yourself and enjoy a wild girl's night out and ask for a male stripper to come over to your place. 8.4 pole dancing lessons. If your friend loves dancing, then you can take her for some pole dancing lesson classes. She will remember this throughout her life and cherish the experience throughout her life. Some of the other ways by which you can pamper the bride-to-be are quad biking, karting, and paintballing. Chapter 9 Best Destinations for a Memorable Hen Night. If you are planning for a memorable hen's night event, then there are several destinations in United Kingdom where you can head to. Popular outdoor destinations such as Brighton or Lake District are widely sought after by the prospective stags and hens for weekend trips. These destinations offer a wide variety of outdoor activities, great accommodation options, nightclubs and bars, which make them really popular. Nottingham is yet another popular destination for hen party bookings, where you will never fall short of things to do and activities. This is the place where you can enjoy a great time with your girlfriends and celebrate your freedom before marriage. There are several great locations in the United States as well which can give you a great opportunity to have fun and enjoyment. If you can stretch your budget a little, then maybe you can plan for an abroad vacation. Some of the popular abroad destinations that you can head to include Bangkok, Barcelona, Benalmadena, Cork, Dublin, Budapest, Benidorm, Galway, Ibiza, Las Vegas, Madrid, Palma, Marbella, Puerto Benas, Valencia, and Warsaw. While choosing the destination for hen's night, you must keep in mind what the hen really likes. If she loves beaches, then plan to go to a location that has lots of sandy beaches and interesting water sports to enjoy. You can enjoy a wide variety of sports like kayaking, scuba diving, surfing, etc. while you are off to a beach location. On the other hand, if she loves shopping and nightclubs and bars, then maybe Paris would be a great choice for hen's night weekend celebration. Ensure that wherever you go, it has good transportation facility and there must be lots of activities to enjoy in several nightclubs and bars where you have a night out of fun and enjoyment. 9.1 Conclusion. The main theme of hen's night is to have fun and celebrate the phase when a girl leaves back her freedom and gets into holy wedlock to take up responsibility as a wedded wife. This is the time when her friends can make her feel how important she is for them and how much they'll miss her, as she now will be having less time for them. Everyone try their best to pamper and make the bride-to-be feel special and ease out the stress before the day.